teeth is like it. I've had that kind of a pull. Mm-hmm. So she just go home.
Mama, don't you have any idea where Papa was born over there in Austria or anything? Did he ever tell you, talk to you about it or anything?
No, I...
Where Papa was born, you know. Did he ever talk to you about it or anything?
Well, he was young. I don't think he realized it too much. For your dad, just a boy, there in Kansas City. And he got a weaned away from home. But his dad was mean to him.
Yeah.
If he didn't sell anything, he'd give a living. So he said that he had his shoes off, ready to go to bed one night. And he stepped out of the door, but his dad didn't know him. He said he's satisfied his dad didn't know he was out of doors because he heard him lock the door. And so he said, as soon as he heard the door locked, he said, I just hid down the alley. And later he said, I see him and my brother, or his brother, uncle. You know, they're hunting for him. He said, I dart to another street. And finally, I can't just keep it going. And he got down to a store. And he got up in the store front, laid down, went to sleep. And he said, the officers goes next morning, they got out of the town. Some of them see him lay there and walk him up and heard him, which way did you come from? Where did you come from? And he pointed the wrong direction of where he come from. He said, well, you'd better be getting up and getting back home. So he said, I got up and he says, I got down to the creek and the bridge, their toll bridge. Had to pay to go across it. And a tent by the side of it. It collected it. But he said he surely didn't see him. And he had barefooted, he said. He didn't make a noise. He went across that. He said, if you don't satisfied, that's where they lost trace of him there because they didn't see him across that bridge. So he went on down the railroad track about 10 or 12 miles. And some man was getting out at night, late in the evening, and he took him in. He said, you can't, where are you from? And he told him in the wrong direction of where he was. And he said that he kept him overnight. But he had two boys, he says. I'd like to have you, but he says, I've got two boys of my own. So Mr. Mayo, the man never had no children, and he is working on the railroad, but he's fixing to go to the farm. And Mr. Mayo said, well, I'd sure like to have him. And they came in there a few days to find out whether anybody come by and seen him or took him, you know. And they didn't. Mr. Mayo was at the farm, and he took him. Up there, kept him ever since.
What do you mean? He just took someone like a stray dog like that? I mean...
He just did all night that night.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, they knew you. They knew you ran away from home and stuff. He had a family, didn't they?
Of course, he wasn't old enough to have a family.
Yeah, I mean, he knew he came from a family.
Yes. They didn't know where it was. They didn't know how to locate him, you see. Didn't know how to locate his family.
Didn't even tell him the right name, huh?
And they didn't want to push him out in the street.
Yeah.
So they just took him along with them.
Hmm.
It was good to him.
No, I'd sure like to find out where he come from, what town he come from, and how you spell his last name.
Now his folks would be old.
I know that, but there's bound to be descendants and bound to be somebody over in there, records and stuff.
Yeah. One not unlike the people in and there is now.
Yeah. Here. Well, I'm not even sure how you spell his name, you know.
Well, let's see.
How do you spell it?
M-I-T-C-H-A-K, I believe.
M-I-T-C-H-A-K, huh?
Uh-huh.
Meshach. Meshach or?
Meshach. Meshach. But whenever he run for claim in Oklahoma, when the Oklahoma become a state, and he wasn't a naturalized citizen, and he couldn't, if he'd drawn it, he couldn't claim it unless he was a naturalized citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So he went and took out naturalization papers, and so they asked, or I guess Mr. Mayo's, Carl Lewis wasn't old enough to know about these things. He said, did it make any difference about the name? They'd like for it to be Mayo's.
Mm-hmm.
So they took him. No, said, unless it's to hide a fraud.
Yeah.
Why, you can take out any name you want to. So he took it out in the name of Mayo's, the papers, but he didn't. Wasn't lucky enough to draw anything.
Well, he wasn't in a rush. He was just in a drawing then, huh?
Uh-huh.
I said he wasn't in the land rush itself when it opened up. He's just in a drawing, huh?
He just drawing.
Yeah.
You see.
Uh-huh.
He just enlisted down there for the drawing.
Oh, uh-huh.
You see, they drawed for claims.
That was about 1902 or something, wasn't it? Instead of 1889 was the gold land rush, I think. And I'm trying to find out. I'd like to find out the place he is from and everything over there. Just curiosity, you know.
I was in lots of times wishing that his folks. That's the main thing. His mother knew where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's grief very terrible. I've seen him cry and say, I wish I could see my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether I ever see my father or not.
Yeah.
But I wish I could see my mother. I don't know. They're just artificial apples, aren't they? Pretty thick. I thought there was more than that.
Well, there's plenty of apples around, Mama.
I've had that a long time.
Uh-huh.
And Garrett Keith gave me this little basket when he taught school here young ago.
Yeah. Papa didn't talk about his family. You say his uncle came over here with him?
His uncle.
His dad and his uncle was their cousin. Didn't his uncle bring his son too?
I think his daddy and his uncle.
His dad and his uncle. I thought Linda or somebody said he had a cousin with him too.
I don't think so. I think they're just really two.
So I thought there was two small boys and two adults.
That's all I remember is father. I don't know if any girls at all. I just think.
Not girls, boys. I mean, a boy cousin came over with his uncle.
I don't think
you so. Don't know what his uncle's name was?
I don't know of any of them. I just thought his dad and his uncle.
You don't know what his dad's name was, either?
Well, they called him Meshach.
Yeah, but I mean his first name.
No, I don't know if I do.
Uh-huh.
I've been around here for a while. There's a lot of things here that I don't know where. I've got albums here. The other day I told her. One of the girls looked for them and I can't. They didn't find them.
Well, that's the ones you lost in the flood that time. You lost a lot of stuff in the flood.
I did, but I've had these things.
Uh-huh. But I mean, there's nothing around in writing of your There's nothing in writing on the year.
I think so. No, I, quite a long while ago, I made a Lester. He wanted me, oh, it's been 15, 20 years ago. I wanted to make out a will. Settle it because the name and everything. Not that I made any difference in the kids. And, so I was fixed one up here from the rights and all. And Lester with me fixed it up. But, later in life, I just, after Lester passed away, it's sealed up and I just unsealed it, red door stuck in the fire.
wasn't satisfied with it or what?
Uh-huh.
I said, how can you bring it up?
Well, it was for, I don't know, it had the, when the Lester was to take charge of it after.
Yeah.
I passed away, he'd take charge of it, and he was to do this and that and all. Lester was already gone, so when they used to keep the land around here. So not that I made any difference to the children, but he was to look after the affairs and all.
That would just been a copy you had, wasn't it? Or was it just a copy you had, or?
No, it was only me and the baby up here. Wright's office and made it out.
Yeah.
Oh, and the copy is sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And he had out to his place, Lester did, in his boxes. But after he died, why, Mildred brought it down here and gave it to me.
Yeah.
And so I kept a little while and I thought, well, I'll just destroy it. So there's no will or anything. And not anything to will. As far as that's concerned, I don't want to make any difference to any of the children. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
They're all mine now. I can claim them all. They've not done anything to disharm anything with anybody. So,
you getting tired? You want to lay back down?
Huh?
You getting tired? You want to lay back down?
I don't know how to want to do. I never know what I want to do alone.
Well, we can go outside and play. We can go for a ride, or you can lay down, or?
I don't feel like going for no ride. But what was coming in?
Well, she's doing something.
Well,
I don't know what.
Feeling so bad that I can get around and take you folks out and places. But any time the rest of them wants to go, I can lay here. I want you to all go to seal Friday. You know, probably see a lot of people. Hazel said this morning.
Saturday, isn't it? The hail? The sale? I said, Saturday is a sale, isn't it?
Saturday, that's right. It is Saturday. I hate to say this morning, but Vita wanted to go for sale. I believe she said she wanted her to stay and me. As far as she knew now, unless something came up, it'd be all right. But that's several days ahead to see on Saturday. Hazel's been an awful good neighbor to me. I feel so. Some people find fault with her. But there's somebody to find fault with everybody. You couldn't please everybody. She lived right across here when we moved town.
Mm-hmm.
And now she lives in the second house on the street district.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always been missing. She's always been an awful good neighbor to me, Hazel has. There's never been any hard feelings, I don't know.